Dr. Renee Strom is with us from Bay College. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
We're going to talk a little about something that's going on this week to kind of give our veterans a little bit of cheer. So I'll let you kind of take the floor. I know suicide is not something we always want to talk about,
sure.
But prevention is. So tell me about this initiative with the students at Bay.
Yeah, so this started last year. We started this last September, and this idea of Cards of Hope. I was contacted by Sharon and Mary, who work in the suicide prevention program at the VA in Iron Mountain, the Oscar G. Johnson VA. And they wanted to start, get some partners to help make some homemade cards that could be included in care packages that they send out to veterans who are struggling in the area. And they've done these care packages for some time, but they really started to read about how handmade cards can make such a huge difference. There's a lot of research around it actually to support this idea that it can make a real difference for people. So I was excited to work with them. My husband is the associate director at the VA, so it was sort of a natural connection point. And we did it on both campuses last year, and it's actually open to faculty, staff, students, and the community. So anybody can come in. And we had a great turnout at both events, and we provide all the card making supplies. So it's just coming in, stopping by, make a card or several cards that get to be included. And it's fun, and it just, it makes a difference.
Renee, it can be for the person writing the card too, right? Because you're making a difference, or you feel you are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. It's a chance to share those words of encouragement, especially thinking about a population that, September is Suicide Awareness Month, and thinking about a population that, maybe you don't always think about, and what can you say to help? And I teach communication, so that part is very interesting to me as well. Like, what can we say to try to help bolster somebody, help give them some encouragement, to know that they matter and they're important, and thank them for their service.
Obviously, you're not going to write a card saying, "Hey, don't kill yourself because I respect you. You're and my, one of my elders." Obviously, right? So, what are some of the messages that? And I know it's individual for each, but you know what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I think you matter. You're important. Keep going. You bring value to the world. We appreciate all you've done. We're here for you. It's just even those simple types of messages can really make a big difference. And I think it's also really neat to see people just be able to get creative. And I'm not an artistic person in any way, but we have lots of supplies where people can get as much help with creativity or, do it on their own. It's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, thank you and appreciate you are really huge, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely they are. And, these folks have served their country. And, there's a lot that's involved in that. And we, the continual support from the community for them to know that they matter, I think, is just everything.
Okay, my last question, Renee, is how can people get involved? And obviously, a lot of students on both campuses hear this radio broadcast, but also people who are not connected anyway at all with Bay hear it.
Sure. Yeah. So the first event is this Thursday from 12:30 to 2 Central Time. I always have to, going between the campuses, I always have to specify that.
That'll be in the lower. Oh, I do that too with my mom and dad living in the Central Time Zone out in Hearnsville. I do the same.
Yeah. So that'll be in the lower commons. So when you come into the Iron Mountain campus, it's just, you just go down the stairs and there's elevators too. And again, anybody, it's open to anybody. They're going to have pizza and some treats there as well. And then the second event will be a week from tomorrow, Tuesday, the 30th on the Escanaba campus. And that will be from 2 to 3:30 Eastern time in the library. And again, we'll have snacks and all the supplies.
Well, Renee, thanks for doing this, and hopefully you get a good turnout. I know you will. There's a lot of people that love our veterans, and they'll bend over backwards to help them because, like you said, they helped us.
Yep, that's right, Jack. I appreciate your talk and spotlighting these events.